This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Want to hop in this conversation that we're having? They brought in Bailey Zappi. What does that mean? Even though he is on the practice squad, it still puts him kind of...
He's on the radar.
Yeah, he's definitely on the radar.
He was here last year. Played the Jeff Driskel role last year.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Can't you keep a guy... You can protect two guys on the practice squad every week.
Yeah, so that they can't be taken by another team.
Because that's how they did the whole thing with Joe Flacco 2 years ago. Like, remember, they kept putting him back on the practice squad after his playing. I was like,
"Well, I think
what are they doing?"
I also think that Joe, as a veteran, I think you have the right to not be claimed off a practice squad.
It's either that or it's one of the two guys that you can protect.
Keep tweaking these rules. I got to be honest. I'm not a practice squad rules expert.
Wasn't it easy when you could just bring the whole 40-man up on September 1st?
For all sports? Sure was.
For all sports. It didn't matter. It transcended baseball.
Wonder if Travis Bazana can play wide receiver.
I don't know.
Malachi Corley, baby.
Bring it on. All right. You said something last. I just define what you're saying when you're saying they don't have a quarterback. Those were your words. I don't want to mix them up, right?
Who's your quarterback here next year?
It could still be Joe Flacco and whoever they bring.
Yeah, could still be Dylan
in.
Gabriel. Could still be Shedeur Sanders.
That's true.
Who's the quarterback in Cincinnati next year?
Depends. Joe Burrow gets hurt. Who knows?
That's not what we're talking about.
Oh, I threw you a
loophole. Your guy? Who's your guy in Baltimore? Who's the quarterback?
Jackson.
It's Lamar Jackson. Lamar,
yeah.
That's what we don't have here. We don't have this is our quarterback. We don't have Dak Prescott. We don't have Justin Herbert. We don't have Caleb Williams. We don't have Tua Tagovailoa. We have, I don't know. Could be Shedeur. Could be Dylan. Maybe Joe. Maybe we'll draft somebody. Won't be Kenny Pickett.
Is that how they look at it, though? Is that what you think? If you're sitting in the office over at Lou Groza Boulevard, I don't think they're looking at it that way. I think they think, especially if...
I think they think they're drafting their quarterback next year.
Okay, well, that's a real possibility.
Yeah.
I can buy into that. But I also think...
I sure hope they're thinking that.
Well, if you say who's quarterback one, like, I don't think there's any question for me. It's Flacco, and Flacco, I'm sorry to be so optimistic about this, but Flacco could be your quarterback throughout this season and into next if you're going to draft a quarterback next year. Or if Dylan Gabriel gets the opportunity, let's just say something happens to Flacco, things go sideways, Gabriel steps up, he looks great, now all of a sudden you do have your quarterback. Same thing, good things go sideways
sure
with Flacco,
so.
They go sideways with Gabriel. Now all of a sudden, Shedeur is in that spot. I think it's unique because you have two rookies that are kind of battling in that same zone, and either one of those guys could elevate to the next level, and that'd be great if they do. And that means you don't have to bring in a quarterback next year. But I think the best case scenario for the Browns is right now, Flacco is good this year and good into next year. And if you need to draft somebody next year, that you do it. For me, at some point, I don't think the Sanders thing is going to last the entire season. I think at some point, he's going to get frustrated if he's sitting at number three. I think it's human nature. If he doesn't get the opportunity to move up at some point, you probably are looking at the trade deadline, or you've got to make some kind of move, depending on where the Browns are record-wise. I think that's the whole thing. I can see Dylan Gabriel being a backup here for as long as Kevin Stefanski's here.
Okay. I want to know who the quarterback of this team is, and I don't think there's one here yet that we can bank on. I hope you're right, Andy. My hope is that one of these – I would love it if Dylan Gabriel went out and was terrific. I would love it if Shedeur Sanders went out and was terrific. Joe's not the answer, and strictly based on age, he's not going to be here, you know, long term. I'm looking for a long term guy, and many, many NFL teams have their long term guy. Browns have been looking for one for a long time, and so hopefully they can find one.
Maybe Flacco's the beginning. I'm hoping that he can be the guy this year, and I want to be optimistic because they haven't lost a game yet. I know there are people saying this team is horrible and that they are set up to lose, so that they could find themselves in that position next year where they're able to draft overall. I don't want to believe that. I especially don't want to believe that today. Get me 3 weeks in the season and I'll start thinking, well, they built this roster to not win. I can't look at the defense and say that, Jeff. The defense is built to win. They've got plenty of guys on that out there. And again, what did they say to Myles Garrett to get him to stay? Remember?
Yeah,
the defense is built to win.
This is what payday will look like.
Yeah. Well, is the defense built to win? Let me ask you that.
Yeah.
It is.
Defense is going to have to carry the team until the offense figures it out. And will the offense figure it out? Stay tuned. We'll have to see. Got a lot of rookies on the offense in key roles. You're expecting a lot out of Harold Fannin, a lot out of Dylan Sampson for now. Maybe out of Rocket Sanders.
You're also
maybe out of Dylan Gabriel, maybe out of Shedeur Sanders.
Jamari Thrash is also in that spot.
Second year
elevated.
Guy. Yeah.
But, I mean,
Cedric Tillman's your number two receiver. Cedric played really well for a short period of time last year. There are just a lot of things on this offense that you have your fingers crossed about. In fact, Andy, tell me something on the offense you don't have your fingers crossed about. Hey, I've got two things.
I've got two, too.
Jerry Jeudy and David Njoku.
Okay, there you go. That was it.
That's it.
You're talking about skill players, though. Because
what does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that.
They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm talking offensive line, too. You know what my fingers are crossed there for? Health. That's it. Just health. I like the offensive line if it's healthy. If it's not healthy, and there have been some injury issues.
Let's go Cool Ray Bedford. Hey, Cool Ray.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you guys
cool
doing?
Ray.
We're good. We're good.
So first, let me start off by saying I love you guys and happy holidays to you and your family and your crew.
You got it. You too.
So you guys are trying to talk up something that we already know. Now, you guys, sometimes you got to look at the big picture. Like, look at that. You got to go back to the draft. They don't want him on the team. You got to look at the draft. Like, y'all did a great job. Y'all trying to put lipstick on the pig. Like, we saw it. Look, you guys can pull up any draft. If you guys follow the NFL, you guys can't find no GM or no coach that ever had that look on their face. And then you look at what's going on. You just can't. They don't want him on the team. But what they're trying to do now is they're trying to ruin this man's reputation by saying he's stupid by not calling him stupid. He ran a Pat Shurmur offense that subsequently, that's the same offense that Stefanski runs. So you're trying to say this man cannot run an offense that you basically run yourself? So they're calling him stupid by not calling him stupid by signing Zappe. Like, that's basically what they're doing. They're just trying to ruin his
cool
man's
Ray,
career.
Cool Ray, and I appreciate your passion for Shedeur Sanders. I really do. Can you not accept that he's a young guy who might need to be brought along? That's okay. There are a lot of guys like that, and they could end up being wildly successful in the league. Give him a chance, Cool Ray, and give them a chance to bring him along.
That is absolutely true. There's a lot of guys like that. But can we also look at the coin that this team has been so bad that we got 27 quarterbacks that been on this team? Not all them guys are bad. If you want to go that route, look at Baker. You guys know me. I was always riding Baker. I said, listen, he needs to go to a better team with a better coach. Look at Baker now. So you have to look at these things and say, maybe they don't want him here. He's not getting an opportunity to play or even to show that he is a good or bad quarterback. And if we go by what you guys are saying, if they're actually thinking about their quarterback is in the next year's draft, why have him on this team? He's not going to have an opportunity to show if he is a good quarterback. All you're doing is ruining this man's career through this. This is a copycat league. If a reputation is going to be given in this league.
But every team. Listen, Corey, I mean, like, I want to see him play. I think he's exciting. I think he's great. But I just. Oh, he's getting played off. Wow. Sorry, man. You got played off. Wow. Dan on the trigger finger. Every team had a chance to get him. They all did, four times over. We took him.
Andy, if they didn't like him, he wouldn't be here now. They'd have cut him.
Yeah, they had the chance to do it right now.
They could have cut him.
We turned the page on it.
They didn't. They're keeping him. They're hoping to develop him.
They liked him better than Pickett, really? If you want to read into the tea leaves.
If you're looking at it that way, yes. So, just not many fifth-round quarterbacks stick in the NFL, period. And almost none of them come in and play right away. So just relax and let the guy figure it out for himself. Let the coaches figure it out with him.
I guarantee
and
you.
Let's see what's. Yeah.
In a 17-game schedule, at some point,
right, Andy,
he is going to walk out on that field and he's going to get the spotlight that he's talked about. I love what he said last week about it. He goes, when you give me the chance and you put me under the spotlight, great things are going to happen, or along those lines.
And let me give you one example of that. I loved the prospects of DeShone Kizer.
Right.
When he was coming out.
Right.
And I thought, okay. And Brian Kelly said, this guy needs to stay in college. Well, Brian Kelly was right. And what did DeShone Kizer need? Exactly what the Browns are doing with Shedeur Sanders right now. And what did DeShone Kizer not get? Not that he would have ended up being a great quarterback or anything. What did DeShone not get? The time and the patience that the Browns are showing with Shedeur Sanders. And would it have changed anything for DeShone Kizer? I don't know. But what we do know is that it didn't work. You threw him out there. He wasn't ready. He was not good. And the Browns stunk. So if you're a Shedeur Sanders fan, I would be thankful for the way the Browns are handling him right now. Because I was a DeShone Kizer fan. And they threw him to the wolves. And it didn't work. And so maybe it'll work with Shedeur. I sure hope a different approach does. Because Andy, I'd love to see him become. Wouldn't it be great if he became an outstanding NFL quarterback and wearing the Browns helmet? That'd be awesome.
Yeah, My problem is that I'm good with Flacco right now. Maybe that's where I am. And maybe
well,
you guys
don't
think
terrific.
I'm nuts.
Yeah, but that's terrific.
I think if the defense can play, if the defense can hang on to this team and keep them in games, I think Flacco will give you the opportunity to win. That's all I'm asking for. I don't know what they have to look like after six games. Do they need to be 3-3? If 3-3, does that make you say, let's go with a rookie? Does 4-2 make you say, stay with Flacco? How do they lose? Where? How do they get to that point? I think that's really, that's where we're saying, let's get this thing in motion and let's figure it out. But, you know, they did, they put a roster together with 12 rookies on it and six undrafted free agents. If you look at that recipe, that says I'm looking at the draft. I'm sorry. When you look at a roster like that, 12 rookies, six undrafted free agents, what does that tell you about next year?
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.